Hey guys, my name is Brooke Moore and I just graduated from the Covenant School where I have gone since kindergarten and I will be attending Texas A&M in the fall. I've known about God since I was very little and I don't remember much of a life before Christ, which I'm very thankful for. I was raised in a Christian home with two parents that loved Christ and read me the Bible or encouraged me to every day. They showed me what it looks like to be in a deep relationship with God. And as I watched their relationship with God, it created a desire in me. Even though I was young, I knew they had something I didn't. One morning before school, when I was about 5, I told my mom I wanted to have Jesus in my heart, just like they did. So we prayed together and I accepted Christ. I obviously didn't understand everything about a Christian walk or what it meant to surrender my life to Him, but I had a childlike faith that sought to know more. I knew that Romans 10, 9 and 10 told me that all I needed to do was to confess that Jesus was my Lord and believe it in my heart, and I would be saved. So that's what I did. I understood the basics that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and that I needed a Savior to save me, to forgive me from my sins. I knew that He loved me and I loved Him. I know a lot of people's testimonies changed drastically after they accept Christ because of one huge moment in their life. Since I was only 5 when I accepted Christ, my transformation has been more of a gradual understanding, with ups and downs in between. I would say not much changed until junior high when I went to Haiti with my family. Fear was one of my biggest struggles growing up. I was afraid of boats, dogs, planes, and really anything that was out of my comfort zone. Sometimes I would be so overcome by fear that I made myself sick. I think the root of this fear was because I wasn't trusting God fully or really at all. Going to Haiti allowed me to face a lot of my fears and grew my faith so much because I got a glimpse of what it was like to trust God and see people that trusted God even when they had so little. That was in 6th grade, and after that, again, there was a gradual and steady growth in my faith over the next few years, and the biggest contributing factors to that were my parents and my small group leaders. I continued to struggle with fear and trust throughout high school, and around junior year, I also began to struggle with purity, which is something I never thought I would struggle with, at least not in high school. I was in my first relationship, and I ended up crossing boundaries that I never thought I would, and I felt guilty and ashamed. I didn't understand why my desires were not absolutely pure and why I kept messing up and doing things I knew in my heart I didn't want to do, even when I was regularly reading my Bible and invested in small group. Romans 7, 18 through 20 helped me understand a little bit more about the struggle going on inside of me. It says, I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. This verse helped me understand that apart from God, nothing in me is good, and when I am presented with a choice, I will choose sin every time in my own flesh, if I'm not constantly seeking His word, accountability, and change. My struggle with purity also gave me a new realization of the forgiveness I have through Christ. Seeking purity is still a constant struggle that I haven't found all the answers to, but I know that God has forgiven me for the mistakes that I've made in the past, and He will help me fight against that temptation daily. Fear and purity have not been my only struggles. At exactly this time last summer, I experienced the biggest trial of my life so far when my good friend Austin Silva was in the hospital for over a week and passed away. Walking through this tragic loss was extremely hard, and there were so many new emotions and thoughts running through my brain during and after those 10 horrible days in the hospital. I would have been completely lost if it weren't for the way that our community at Watermark banded together, comforted us, and helped us process the situation. This trial taught me what it was like to walk through something completely devastating in a way that honored God by trusting Him, even when we couldn't understand our circumstances. As a result of this painful trial, I can now look back and confidently say that my faith has been stronger this past year than ever before. I found myself wanting to be a leader at my school in ways I hadn't before, wanting to be completely pure in my relationship, and overcoming many fears because I had learned how to find peace with God. After Austin passed away, I asked myself, "What am I afraid of?" and realized that none of the fear was worth it, because if I could go through something that hard and still find peace, I could find peace in every situation. Because of Christ, Austin's life, and the support of a godly family and community, I've been inspired to pursue a faith and testimony that is bold like Austin's was, and to no longer be a slave to fear. If I could leave you with a simple encouragement tonight, it would be to never go through struggles or trials by yourself. If you're going through something difficult, tell someone and ask for help. I would not be the person I am today if it weren't for the community around me who encourages me to share and confess what's going on in my life. I would still be living in fear and giving into temptation daily if it weren't for the loving, Christ-centered people around me. So invite other Christ followers into your life and keep diving in deep, because I promise the Lord will reward you for your faithfulness. Thanks so much for listening to my story.